This is Shi'ar Jashub, a Bible study program coming from the Church of Shi'ar Jashub Christian Tabernacle in Madison, Connecticut, and featuring the teaching ministry of Pastor Greg Scalzo. Hi, I'm Patty Scalzo, and today we will be listening to the conclusion of a sermon in my husband's series on the Book of Romans. We have been looking at Romans chapter 1 and verse 7, where the Apostle Paul writes, "To all who are in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." Having discussed the wonderful position of the born-again believer in Jesus as beloved of God, as well as our identification as saints, or hagios in the Greek, Pastor Greg went on to look at what the scriptures mean by grace, charis, the favor and loving kindness, goodwill and grace, God's redemptive mercy given freely, even though we do not deserve it. And in illustration, Pastor Greg went back into the Old Testament book of Exodus, chapter 34, where, following the golden calf incident, the tablets of the Ten Commandments are restored, and God descends in the cloud before Moses and proclaims in verse 6, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and the children's children to the third and the fourth generation." Let's rejoin Pastor Greg Scalzo.
Under the new covenant, the curse of the generations is broken. But that's only in Christ Jesus. The spiritual law set up, God cannot allow sin to go rampant. And you see then corporately how things happen in nations and societies as what is set forth by the parents visits on the next generation and the next generation. So it's not that God does not care about sin and he laughs it off. There is a punishment. But his heart, what is the heart of God? To be merciful, to be gracious, to be long-suffering, to abound in goodness, to abound in truth, mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and the transgression and sin. That's what he desires to do if we receive his grace. The Lord God. And Moses made haste, verse 8, and he bowed his head and he worshiped, and he said, "If now I have found grace in your sight," verse 9, "if now I have found grace in your sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray, go among us, even though we are a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us as your inheritance." And then the covenant gets renewed. Your grace, your mercy, your kindness. And the covenant with Israel is renewed. And then it says down in verse 29 of 34, "Now it was so when Moses came down from Mount Sinai, and the two tablets of the testimony were in Moses' hand when he came down from the mountain, that Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him." That the skin of his face shone while he talked with him, with God. "So when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him. Then Moses called to them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned to him, and Moses talked with them. Afterward, the children of Israel came near, and he gave them the commandments, all that the Lord had spoken with him on Mount Sinai. And when Moses had finished speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. And whenever Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he would take the veil off until he came out. After he speaks to God, the veil is off while he's speaking. Then after he speaks with God, he would come out and speak to the children of Israel whatever he had commanded. And whenever the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone, then Moses would put the veil on his face again until he went to speak with him, with God. So the glory, the shining forth of the glory of God reflecting off of Moses was too much for them. And so a veil was placed over his face. And then it would disappear. Now, take that and look for a second at 2 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And consider then the grace that God shows to us in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 7. Paul writes, 2 Corinthians 3, 7, "But if the ministry of death written and engraved on stones was glorious," we just read that, right? "So that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of the glory of his countenance, which glory was passing away," meaning it faded, right? "How will the ministry of the Spirit not be more glorious?" This is a new ministry, this new covenant. You called beloved of God, called to be hagias, called to be saints. This is a new ministry. It's more glorious than the old, which is seen by Moses, who comes down with the tablets engraved on stone, and they're really a ministry of death. Why? Because they can't keep them. So all it does, the law is righteous, but it condemns them. And he would have the glory of God reflected, but it would pass away. How will the ministry of the Spirit not be more glorious? Go down to verse 11. For if what is passing away was glorious, what remains is much more glorious. Meaning the ministry of the Spirit is not something that comes for a moment and disappears. The ministry of the Spirit remains unto eternity. Is that not much more glorious, Paul is saying. And then he says, therefore, verse 12, "Since we have such a hope, we use great boldness of speech. Unlike Moses, who put a veil over his face so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the end of what was passing away." He gets the glory for a moment as he's in the presence of God, and then it passes away. "But their minds were blinded, for until this day the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament, because the veil is taken away in Christ." They still don't see it. He's saying his brethren who have not come to Jesus, it's as though they still have the veil. They don't see Christ as a fulfillment. "But even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart." And all the symbolism in the law of Moses towards Jesus Christ, they don't see. That veil is in place. He says, "Nevertheless," verse 16, "when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." There's freedom. "But we all, who? Believers in Christ Jesus, with unveiled face," we're bold, "beholding as in the mirror." A good translation, actually, in the NIV says, "And we who with unveiled faces all reflect," because it's beholding in the mirror as in reflection. A mirror reflects the Lord's glory. "The glory of the Lord are being transformed," what? "Into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord," literally, "just as from the Lord, the Spirit." The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus. "Just as by the Lord, Jesus Christ." How does the Lord do it? He's at the right hand of the Father. He does it through the Holy Spirit. They're one. And he transforms us. It's like looking in a mirror. The people that don't understand the veils in front of their eyes, and that happens to so many people today, they'll have Bibles in their homes and they don't understand it. Only in Jesus, when you come to Jesus, the veil's taken away. And you see him who he is, his glory. And now what happens? Just like that glory got reflected onto Moses, like, you know, the sun shines on the moon and reflects to us, right? So that the Israelites could see it on Moses' face, but he covered it up. Now it's unveiled. Now whosoever. And the glory, we're being transformed into the same glory. And it's not one that passes away. It's one that's meant to remain. This is the ministry of the Spirit, much more glorious than the ministry of the law. We're to see Jesus Christ for who he is with unveiled faces, and we're to have that light shine on us and change us, that we then, with unveiled faces, reflect it out from glory to glory, being transformed with unveiled face, reflecting the glory of the Lord, being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, from the Lord, the Spirit. Now that's grace. Much more glorious than what Moses had. What Moses had passed away, but every believer, the least of these my brethren, every believer in Jesus Christ through the ministry of the Holy Spirit is called to be hagios, to be saints reflecting out the glory of God, seeing fully the glory of God. You know, Moses couldn't see the face of God, but we behold the face of God in the face of Jesus Christ our Lord. We can see clearly and we can reflect out clearly. Why? Because we deserve it? No. Because of God's grace. That's the grace of God. His kindness, his mercy, his forgiveness, his love to us, who we are in Christ Jesus. Grace to you and peace. And Lord willing, next time we'll discuss the second part of that. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this new covenant that we barely can grasp with our minds. The glory that you have for us, Father, that which you've called us to. We are but clay and we're frail, and yet you pick us up, you wash us off. You are gracious and kind to us, and you call us to a new covenant, the glory of which goes beyond our minds, understanding, words to express, but you show it to us through your Holy Spirit. And we pray, Father God, that you would help each of us to receive, arms wide open, the gift, the grace that you have for us in your Son, Christ Jesus. In his name we pray, amen and amen.
Serious times require serious Bible study, and we appreciate any donation you make to Shi'ar Jashub Christian Tabernacle to keep this important scripture teaching ministry on WFIF. And to this cause, we are offering a very special thank you gift for your donation of $50 or more. We will send you an autographed copy of Pastor Greg's award-winning book, The Nature and Power of Prayer, 30 Bible Lessons to Effective Prayer That Will Change Your Life. This is offer 102, and you will find a link to a secure page where you can make the donation on the church website. Again, it is offer 102, and the website is shiarjashub.org. And you can always check Isaiah 7, verse 3, for the spelling. Please join us next time for Shi'ar Jashub.